Good morning. I'm going to be reading from Psalm 103, and you have to bear with it and think about each verse because each verse really has a sermon in it. I mean, this really, it's packed full, so listen carefully. I may pause a couple of times because it's good stuff. It's a Psalm of David. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives all your iniquities, who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from destruction, who crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercies. That's the God we serve. Who satisfies your mouth with good things so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. The Lord executes righteousness and justice for all who are oppressed. He made known his ways to Moses, his acts to the children of Israel. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger and abounding in mercy. That's the God we serve. That's who we're worshiping. He will not always strive with us, nor will he keep his anger forever. That's pretty good. He has not dealt with us according to our sins. That's great. Nor punished us according to our iniquities. Better yet. For as the heavens are high above the earth, so great is his mercy toward those who fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us. As a father pities his children, so the Lord pities those who fear him. He knows our frame. He remembers that we are dust. As for man, his days are like grass. As the flower of the field, so he flourishes. The wind passes over it, and it is gone, and its place remembers it no more. But the mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting on those who fear him, and his righteousness to children's children, to such as keep his covenant, to those who remember his commandments to do them. The Lord has established his throne in heaven, and his kingdom rules over all. Bless the Lord, you his angels, who excel in strength, who do his work, heeding the voice of his word. Bless the Lord, all you his hosts, you ministers of his, who do his pleasure. Bless the Lord, all his works, in all places of his dominion. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we're here to bless you. We're here to worship you. We need you to come by your Holy Spirit and help us to worship you as you deserve. I ask that you take this service and lead us into beautiful worship of you and good fellowship with each other. In Jesus' name, amen.